Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Information provided by the Norwegian Institute of Public Health in the State Party indicates that Sami women experience more mental health issues than women in the majority population, and even more than men in their own community. Please provide information on the systemic measures that have been taken to improve the mental health condition of the Sami women. Please provide comprehensive data on how the NIP against racism and discrimination on the grounds of ethnicity and religion has increased the health literacy of the population, particularly among the Sami community. The community welcomes the opening of the Sami clinic at Karajuk. Please provide disaggregated data on the services they seek, on the number of female Sami patients that they have received treatment, and the clinic since its opening in January 2020. Please provide information on the development of specialist health services for the Sami population. On another issue, how many abortions are requested per year? How many are granted? What are the circumstances of the women seeking abortion? Is abortion free? And are contraception measures accessible and free? And is age a factor? According to the Civil Society Shadow Report, many women experience the abortion board as stressful. Has the State Party considered abolishing the abortion board between weeks 12 and 18 and replacing it with a voluntary guidance and support scheme for those who seek abortion? And what guides the discretion of the board in allowing or prohibiting an abortion? Do women miss out on social benefits because of underdiagnosis of what is called women diseases and unrecognized labor-related health conditions? What is done to increase knowledge and awareness to gender-sensitive medicine and social benefits? According to the Shadow Report, endometriosis affects about 1 in 5 Norwegian women. If this is so, is there any knowledge why the rate is so high relative to other places? And what is done to assist these women? The survey of 2021 on living conditions indicates that 34% of binary transgender people have tried to take their own lives, and 69% have considered suicide at some point of their lives. What measures have the State Party taken in ensuring that adequate mental health services and treatment are accessible for trans women to reduce these numbers? And finally, coming back to care at old age, which we are very concerned about, and taking into account that women are overrepresented both within elderly population and the caregiver population, what are the care solutions suggested or offered by the State Party when the elder's health is fragile and needs constant or intense care, so family members are not trained for the care needed? How does the State Party address the care needs of unmarried solo people, most of whom are women? How does the State Party plan to deal with the old age care deficit that is expected to grow in coming years? Thank you.